Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whit Wyatt. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Whit Wyatt. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Stiles. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Raleigh Stiles. And now, play ball. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Swanson moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti strikes out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball four. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garms. The throw from Berry and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Shea fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy strikes out. One out. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles is hit by the pitch. Shea moves to second. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 1 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stiles, and towards Melillo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. West hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. Garms hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Garms reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Garms scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Burns moves to third. It's 2 to nothing, Browns. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Shea reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. Melillo goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lovie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shea scores. It's 5-0, Browns. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Raleigh Styles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Styles is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Styles bunts towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. Lovie moves to second. Two outs. Len Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-2 in the game. Storti hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovie fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Dykes moves to third. Two outs. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a pop-up towards short. Lovie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, West hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garms bunts towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. West moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. West moves to third. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swanson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive towards short. Lovie catches it and throws to second to double up Haas. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Stiles covering. Safe. Appling moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan now catching. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stiles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-3 in the game. Storti bunts towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. Stiles moves to second. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garms for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons pinch hits for Joe Heving. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swanson hits a line drive into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. and he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Melillo moves to second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Shea hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Melillo scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shea moves to second. Raleigh Stiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stiles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Stiles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.